Considering the three situations, the first one, loss of GPS, is not so hard or complex situation, as the pilots can request the controller's vectors or to resume conventional navigation to land on the closest suitable airport if necessary. To avoid it, the best thing to be done is to provide a better quality GPS equipment on board and carry out preventive maintenance as well. Situation number 3, non-standard phraseology, is more dangerous than situation number 1, because besides the delay, the risks of misunderstanding are higher, and in this case there was an aircraft running low on fuel and needing priority landing, and the controller was wasting time using a kind of slang to communicate with the other pilots. There was even the risk of an accident. In order to avoid it, as a pilot I recommend a better training for the air traffic controllers to learn how to use standard phraseology in communications. And finally, the most difficult situation to deal with is the hydraulic loss of pressure and partial control of the aileron, because the pilots may experience serious difficulties on stabilizing the approach and also on controlling the aircraft to land safely. During the touchdown time, they may have problems with the braking actions and even suffer a runway excursion. In order to avoid it, I suggest the airline to provide a regular and preventive maintenance.